And I, for one, have to take my hat off to the players on this club because they had their backs against the wall many times, but they were seemed like they were able to come back and bounce off and give a good, solid account of themselves.
That was the voice of Bill Rigney, pilot of the Los Angeles Angels and manager of the year in the American League. And this is Tops in Sports, a production of the United States Air Force. This is Kyle Rowe, and today we'll be talking by long-distance telephone with Bill Rigney, who did such an astounding job of lifting the Angels into the first division this past season. But first, an interesting message.
This is Lieutenant Bill Jordan. Young men and women college graduates, you may be eligible for the Air Force Officer Training School. Successful completion of this training course earns you a commission as a second lieutenant in the Air Force. As a key member of the aerospace team, it will be your privilege to share in the pride of one of the great adventures of mankind, the leap into space. There are many everyday benefits that go with your Air Force career, too. Travel, the chance to further your education, free medical care, and many more. Your local Air Force recruiter will be happy to spell them out in detail for you.
2 years ago, Bill Rigney, then manager of the Giants, was bounced out of the National League. Today, he's manager of the year in the American League. Bill, how does the sudden change of fortune grab you?
Well, I, for one, have to take my hat off to the players on this club because they certainly have never, all during the season, they never stopped playing. They had their backs against the wall many times, but seemed like they were able to come back and bounce off and give a good, solid account of themselves.
Well, Bill, another former National Leaguer, Fred Haney, your general manager, seems to have done a remarkable job in collecting fine young ball players for your club.
He certainly has. It seems like every time we've been in need of something, Fred has been able to go out and find it.
You know, Bill, one of your bright young characters last season was Bo Belinsky. He, of course, was a tremendous help to you, but he also gave you an occasional headache, I think, in regards to his rather unorthodox training methods. How does a manager feel about a colorful character like that?
Well, you kind of like those kind of fellows. There's nothing... Bo Belinsky is a pitcher with great talent, and he has a great arm. And he certainly pitched awfully well in the early part of the year, and I'm sure that every manager is well aware of all the headaches that entail being a manager, and this has just become part of him.
In other words, Bill, it is considered desirable to have a so-called character on any ball club to sort of loosen up the rest of the boys occasionally?
Well, the Los Angeles club has had many of those, and men like Lee Thomas and Ted Bosfield and Ryan Duren, and this has been a club like that all year long, where they really had fun and they enjoyed themselves, and the spirit was tremendous, and they kind of absorbed all those little things. In other words, every time something happened, there was no surprise to anybody on the ball club, because it's the way the ball club played and the way they reacted all year long, it seemed like it was a natural thing anytime we had some kind of an explosion happen.
But there are some critics, Bill, who claim that the Angels were able to do as well as they did only because the American League is a weak league. Well, now, you've been in both leagues in recent years. How do you feel about that?
Well, I certainly don't feel that way. There are an awful lot of pitchers and clubs and hitters in the American League that I think are solid players. And I don't agree that the American League is that weak. Perhaps I might seem that I'm building the Los Angeles Angels because they have done so well, but the Los Angeles Angels right now, when you look at them, aren't a bad ball club. There's some young players on here that can play and perhaps maybe better than some of the other players in the American League.
And they have a fine manager in any league. Thank you very much, Bill. That was Bill Rigney, fans, and this has been Tops in Sports, brought to you by the United States Air Force. This is Kyle Rowe. Tops in Sports is written by Dick Young and produced by Brad Simpson for the United States Air Force in cooperation with this station.
They took the blue from the skies and the pretty girl's eyes and the touch of old glory's hue.